You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. Guys, this week, it's a special edition because we are coming straight from Jason Clark's man cave, dad quarters, dad cave, which, what?
You've called it every name.
Yeah, I know. It's not. But you call it.
The Room.
The Room.
It's The Room.
Which is not that shitty movie,
by the way.
It's not the shitty worst movie of all time.
No, it's The Room.
But this room is covered with movie posters.
It's dope.
Some that I definitely approve of. Most of them I approve of. Yeah. I approve of all of them. Some amazing sports memorabilia. Mm-hmm. This is straight up coming from Jason Clark's room.
It's grown up.
It's definitely a good dude dwelling.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with as many adjectives as possible. Because we were just going hard on some grown dad business.
We did.
Mulching.
It was a mulching day.
I was helping JC.
Yeah.
Do some mulching.
Yeah.
And we are talking about a new endeavor that we're starting.
New web series.
New web series. That's why today is called The Dad Bod Part 2, The Reckoning.
Yeah.
Because this past weekend, Jason and I decided I'm getting back on the horse.
It's time
I lost 100 pounds and I gained back about 35 or 40.
Yeah.
And Jason's done. Yeah. Jason, I don't want Jason to die of a heart attack. He's hitting 50 soon.
Son of a bitch.
Here's... And I don't want that to happen to him.
I'm taller.
We're going after it.
We're getting it.
This is it. Yeah. This is the reckoning.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber. That's my dad.
Hello. Underpants? That is hilarious.
You should mouth do. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Going down business with Aaron Cliver.
Boom. We're back.
Back.
Grown Dad Business. Jason Clark.
Back.
The Room.
Yep.
Coming out this Friday. I don't know. It's on
black carpet.
I just keep thinking you do have black carpet in your in your room here, which is pretty dope move.
It was a bold move, not supported fully by Mrs. Clark.
Of course,
but
not.
It was a 3-on-1 vote, and she's heavily weighted when her votes come in. But this she's like, do what you want to do.
Yeah,
do what you want to do.
The wife has a couple more votes.
She does. She does.
She
but
pulls out like you know the. Phone a friend. You're like, what? What?
Yeah,
I don't care what your mom thinks.
Yeah, no. That's
you know
no.
stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
no.
like, well, my mom said. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah,
don't
no. We didn't
reinforce.
We don't get into that. We nipped that in the bud early on. We talked about that quite frankly towards
I'm just
each other.
Dad jokes.
Yeah,
because my wife and I are
nah.
We're good.
What goes on?
This
we're
is us.
We're a unit.
It's all us.
Mom don't matter.
You ever see those people that are like their mother-in-laws are like fully.
Involved.
They're making more decisions than you
my
are.
My mother-in-law got pissed when we bought the house 17 years
without
ago.
Without her approval.
And here
That's
I
crazy.
And at that time of my life here, I'm coming.
That's
I've been on my own for years
know, right?
at that point, and I was like,
I'm a grown man.
I haven't talked to my mother in 3 years. I ain't asking no other person of whether or not I should buy a house.
Yeah.
I'm buying this house.
Well, we're here we're back on track.
Yeah.
We're at least attempting to.
Yeah.
Jason prompted me to go buy a digital scale.
You got to know where you're going.
We got a digital scale.
Got to know
scale.
Where you start from to get there.
That's right. And, you know, before, I've talked about it multiple times, I lost 100 pounds. I was almost 335 pounds, 330. Yeah. I dropped all the way down to about 230, and I felt like a damn superhero.
Fucking, oh, there I go. Right out of the gate.
What happened?
I just said fuck it. dropped that bomb on you. I'm sorry. Got to put the label on this one. Damn it.
I swore in the intro.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't remember what I said.
I called you a son of a bitch, but that's not a swear word anymore.
That's no, that's like a term of endearment it at is. This point in the world. Yeah. But I, you know, that's my journey is that, like, you know, I lost all that weight.
Yeah.
I felt amazing. My wife became a marathon runner.
Yeah.
And what happened was almost a year ago, almost about 11 months ago, the end of July in 2016, I tore a muscle in my back.
Which, my back.
My back.
My back.
Oh, well, that's a new thing now.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, you hear people have excuses like, oh, well, ever since I hurt my, you know, back, yeah. Now I'm on disability. I feel like we all know somebody like that in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Or it's like somebody in your family. No, it really was a thing where people are like, wait, you're hurt your back. You couldn't even do cardio. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't. You remember.
I remember. You called me on the road. You were in Wisconsin?
It was between Chicago and Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh. And it was the one of the worst weekends of my life because I had to do four shows pounding ibuprofens. I could not, and whiskey. That's all I could do.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad. I had to go to the emergency room in Milwaukee at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, it felt like I got shot in the back. It was so crazy. Really, I couldn't do cardio. Like, I couldn't move my body in a way to do cardio.
Right.
I could walk, kind of. But even speed walking, I couldn't sway my arms.
Because of the hang. Because it hurt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. So what happened was, it's just, it went from, I wasn't able to really start doing cardio again for about 4 to 5 months because the wear, I hurt my back. I couldn't do surgery. It wasn't going to help. You know, they said I could have done surgery, but they were like, you're not going to be able to do anything for a year. It's going to be bad. And where the muscle, and I could describe it, I don't know, it's like underneath my left shoulder blade.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's weird. You're like, oh, wait, lower. No, it was a weird place.
Yeah.
And but it's one of those muscles that kind of hold together your whole shoulder and your arm and like all the weight of your, you know, it's crazy. I couldn't carry anything. I couldn't pick anything up with my left arm for 6 months.
Right.
But I could carry something like a bucket, like straight. If my arm was straight, it would work.
Right.
Like, it's fine. But nothing like this, like a curl with my arm, no way. Not a chance.
Yeah.
It would burn through me like a knife. So going through that, just, it was the first time I was ever depressed.
Mm.
I was depressed.
Yeah, we've talked about that. We are heavy eaters when it comes to just, we're not feeling mentally right.
Dude.
We're emotionally, you know, something's bothering us. It's like, I'm going to eat a pizza.
But I went from a place where I was working out 5 to 6 days a week, eating right, sleeping well.
Yeah.
And honestly, the gym became my meditation.
Yeah.
I needed it every day. I loved it. So going from that to nothing really messed me up.
Mm-hmm.
It messed me up, and I started eating more, and we started looking for houses. You guys know I just bought a new house, you know. And so we went through that whole process up until the spring where December, January, I was able to start working out again. And I did, and I went and worked on Norwegian cruises. My wife went. We worked – you know, I worked out about 4 or 5 days a week on Norwegian cruises. And but then stress started coming right back because I had to start – anytime I was home and not on the road, I was at my old house just fixing it up, painting it, like – nonstop to get it ready to sell.
Right.
You were there helping doing some stuff. So then, you know, you're selling your house, you're getting it ready, and then you're buying a new house, and now all I've been doing is doing that house for the last month. So that's just what it is. It was injury plus life equals gaining 40 pounds back. That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I think that, you know,
I'm
always impressed with people with that incredible ability to, you know, overcome and create a regimen that no matter what is happening in their life, they're able to maintain the self-control when it comes to what they're eating and things
like
that.
Oh, that's hard.
Like, because I love food.
Oh,
I mean,
me too.
I mean, we're sitting here, you know, I don't, you know, it's just, you know what you felt like. And that's sort of what happened. I put some more weight back on.
Right.
You know, at my top out years ago, I was at 305.
Yeah.
And I'm 6'3". Mm-hmm. I carry it different, like, in, you know, I'm kind of whatever, but, the last time I went, I was down to like 285 and then I dropped it down to 240.
Yeah.
And I felt great, man.
Dude,
I mean, the idea of like
230, 235, I felt like a damn superhero.
Dude, and you said about the things that it did.
And dude, I was when I played hockey in college, I was around 225.
Yeah.
But I was lean. Yeah. And I can't imagine being that weight again.
Yeah, the thing for me, and you already touched on it, is just the ability to sleep and sleep
yes.
well. I would never slept for years. And what was also interesting of how it changed mm-hmm. as far as like I was all of a sudden cold.
Yeah, me too.
And
you lose all that weight, you get all cold.
I'm like, shit, Melissa's kicking off the covers because she's warm, and I'm over there like, I'm shivering.
I know.
And she laughs. She's like, you've always been my heating blanket.
Yeah, I know. Same
and she's
thing.
Like, and now they don't have it. So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, and my wife is a tiny person.
Yeah.
She's very petite, and she's the type
my
of individual.
Like
Melissa's 5 foot, and she's tiny and just all around, and, you know, and it's, you know, we like to go out. We like to go and have a glass of bottle of
sure.
wine. We like to sit down and have a nice meal and have good conversation.
Right.
And that's what ends up happening. And, you know, so you're just like, you can still do that.
Right.
But Jason, you don't need to eat like
right.
that much. And I just think for me, it's always been about portion control.
Yes.
And that's where for me is going to lose, like for me to be able to do this, it's going to be, it's about the portion control and it's about, you know, just.
For me,
being
it's
active.
Never been portion control. It's always been my choices.
Oh, it's a combination of both. I mean,
yeah.
But for me, I mean, I do generally eat a lot of lean meats.
It always
meats.
Is portions, sure.
Like for me, it's always been like, you know, like I will eat, Melissa, it drives her crazy. I will eat the same thing every day. I will eat a grilled chicken breast mm-hmm. every day for dinner. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's fine by me. But the problem is you should be eating 6 to 8 ounces of a chicken breast. And for, yeah, 6 to 8 ounces
yeah,
is good. It's good. But I'm eating a big old Costco
right.
pump with what?
Well, for me, it was a little bit different because I don't think you – like when I was losing weight, I was like bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Like I would do about 30 to 40 minutes of cardio, and then I would lift for about 45
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, see, I don't
– So I – and that's just where I come from. Like
yeah.
that's what I did when I was in high school, in
yeah.
college. I like a little bit more of the bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And at this point now, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go at this.
Yeah.
And was trying to do that, and that's –
What's
for
your
me.
Biggest? What's your? Let's real talk here.
Yeah.
What is your real motivation? Now I know we've talked personally. Like
sure.
we're not happy with certain things about
yes.
this. What
turn your phone
what
off,
is?
God,
I know.
Son of a bitch.
What I mean? What would you say is your top motivations for wanting to lose weight?
My number one is my health and my future
mm-hmm.
with my family, and that's why I originally started because. I found out that I had arthritis in my feet and my ankles from, mm-hmm. you know, 17 years of ice hockey. I was a goaltender. People, of course, you're like, okay, quit saying the same thing about your life.
Yeah.
But I found out I had arthritis. I was, you know, well over 300 pounds.
Yeah, you said you were going on stage wearing ankle braces.
Yeah.
And when you told me that, that was a few weeks ago, we were talking
braces,
about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
I wore ankle braces for about a year. And nobody knew. Because my ankles were so sore and
yeah.
And they were from arthritis and how heavy I was. And I lost the weight and it started going away. It started going
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
And now I gained back about 40 pounds and my ankles are hurting more now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, but that was the big scare of me going to the doctor saying, what the hell is wrong with my ankles?
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. I've talked about this before. It mm-hmm. wasn't this. It wasn't that. It wasn't gout. It was, you know, I thought I had bone fragments in my ankles or something because I, dude, between soccer, hockey, football, like, dude,
sure.
my sports, everything I ever did, I mean, you know, I've rolled my ankles 500 times,
yeah.
you know, so I thought, oh, and it is, I do, inside my ankles, when I got MRIs, the doctor was like, your ankles are just like full of sand.
Yeah.
Like it's that worn down.
Ugh.
And that going in for that, they were like, well, you're really out of shape. Like yeah. you're in bad health. And I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
Yeah. I mean it's well fine. I mean
so
we
that's
know
what
kind of
drove into
yeah.
that. And that was it. And mm-hmm. you know, when the doctor said he goes, you stay like this, you're gonna heart disease runs in your family.
Same here.
With your weight. Your lifestyle, he goes, you're going to have a heart attack in your 40s.
Yeah.
He goes, I wouldn't be surprised if you have a heart attack in your 40s.
Yeah, my Uncle Jim, I was talking to my Uncle Jim on the phone one day, and I was talking about losing weight and these different things the last time around, and my Uncle Jim said to me, he goes, you're goddamn right, man. He goes, there is not a Clark male that hasn't died from a heart issue.
Yeah, see that?
In our family. Well, so that's when you're sitting there going, God dang, man, you know,
That was it, though. When you hear a doctor say that, I just think, I don't want my wife and kids losing their dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought about that. I thought about, I want to see my kids grow up. I want to see my little girl get married.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, as a parent, you know, those are some of the things that it's amazing how.
Oh, yeah, you get hit with that.
You talk about, like my son right now at 18 years old, he's indestructible, right?
Of course.
Right? He can do it anything.
I feel like
it's
that
whatever.
10 years ago.
Of a sudden, you know, when you are living for other people, like that's your motivation is like, I want to do this so that I can support my family better, so that I can be here longer, so that I can see special moments later in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's to me that, that's my driving force and fashion. I love to dress. I love, and there's nothing
you
more fucking frustrating. I'm
Let's
sorry.
Bring that up.
You want to
Let's
see
rip
me
on
get
each other.
You want to see me get jacked the hell up is you go clothes shopping with me and shit don't fit. And Melissa will tell you, we walk right out. And then the happiest moments, man, I dropped all that weight and I was like, shit, I'm wearing a slim. Oh, shit. I wasn't even allowed in the store before.
Let's talk about our dumb bodies, our stupid bodies.
Yeah.
So I wear a 50 long coat.
Yeah, it's big.
People are like, oh, you're a fat pig. No, my shoulders.
You're broad. I have body. You're very broad. And
I mean, it's just what I am.
Yeah.
And so I would have to get clothes like that, and then the stomach area would be a balloon. It'd be like a skirt.
Yeah, you have to get that tailored. That's
It's so hard.
You have to budget that in.
But this past weekend, I was bitching to Jason. I now, in my wardrobe, have about 4 t-shirts.
Yeah.
And 2 button-up shirts that I can wear on stage or at all. I always wear a button-up shirt on stage. Mm-hmm. I never wear t-shirts.
Yep.
I have 2 button-up shirts, and if anybody has seen me live in the last couple months, you know exactly which ones they are. It's the powder blue shirt.
Powder blue.
And it is my
black and gray check kind of, not check, but no, it's got like
it's the cowboy pearl shirt.
That's what it is, yeah.
My favorite shirt.
Yep, yep.
And those are the only 2 that fit.
And you just introduced a new one into the rotation this weekend, and you were not, you weren't happy with that at all.
You know what I had to do, guys? I can't say it out loud, Jason. I had to go I went to Sam's Club.
What?
And I bought 2 short sleeve button up shirts. 2XLT.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. I'm back to 2XLT.
Yeah.
That putting those fat guy shirts on made me. It was this weekend and you saying, hey, I got a scale. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, let's do this. Sent you a picture of my weight.
Yep.
You said, let's start.
And I
There's
did the
no.
Same. When you told me that, and I was frustrated about my arthritis coming back, just this week, I just had it. I've had it with my arthritis. I'm
done.
Like, I got to lose weight. And then putting on these fat guy shirts, we did huge shows in Pittsburgh. I did the WDV Comedy Fest on Friday.
Yep.
We did our stand up get down, and I'm wearing these fat guy shirts both nights that I bought at Sam's Club.
Yeah. Fuck God.
I used to shop at Express, Jason.
What?
I love Express.
Banana
Republic.
But you also, you know, for people out there that are struggling with those things, that's another thing. Economically, I'm sitting there going, I don't want to buy a whole new wardrobe. Like, I had to, when I lost all that weight, I went and bought all new stuff. I went and got tailored suits. Mm-hmm. I like to dress nice. I mean,
Me
that's
too.
My thing. I love
Me
to
too.
Dress up and I go to put on my suit.
Jason
like,
shows up at my house to podcast in a suit jacket and dress shoes. I'm like,
what
the hell?
And I look at you and I go,
making $1 million deals.
I'm like, we're going out in public afterwards. And I'm like, and when we were going to leave, I go, at least put some goddamn shoes on. All right, Aaron, let's go. put one shoe on. Put a shoe on. But no, I mean, yeah. So here you are. You lose all this weight.
Mm-hmm.
You get, oh my God. I donated so much stuff.
I know.
Dude.
I got rid of.
A dozen sports coats.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
A
I
dozen sports
of,
coats. Beautiful, beautiful. Donated.
My wife is obsessed with donating to the vets.
Yeah.
You know, the veterans.
Yeah, we do that too. Yep.
They come and pick it up. And, it, you know, it's an awesome organization,
it
by
is.
The way. Holler's your boy. And so she probably, we probably got rid of 12, a dozen garbage bags of clothes of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I, she's listening to this right now. She's like, and you still got 12 more up there, you son of a bitch. I just added the Pittsburgh accent. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't
talk like
accent.
That. No.
But, I do have 195 t-shirts. But anyway, but she still threw away my Ice Cube t-shirt.
We're still talking about that. That's right, Mrs. Clyber.
Anyway, okay. So.
It's horrible.
But yeah, dude, you know, listen, this has nothing to do with like a bigger guys or, you know.
No.
It's just for me.
If you're comfortable in where you're at.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, I never look at, no.
For me, I just saw me buying these fat guy shirts seeing as like, I failed.
Yourself. Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
Like, I set this goal, and it's backtracking now.
Mm-hmm.
I did all this hard work.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm letting it go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, because I think that you have to be very careful and sensitive to the fact that, you know, hey, listen, it's we've struggled with this our whole lives. I mean, my parents are very big people.
Mm-hmm.
My father.
Nobody else is big in my family.
Yeah, my family's big. My father.
Everybody in my family. It has to be the dad I don't know.
Yeah, probably was.
Because everybody else in my family is like good looking.
Yeah.
Like my Uncle Joel is like almost 60, and he looks like he's 25.
Yeah, I think my dad was pushing.
It's ridiculous.
I think my dad was pushing close to 400.
Oh, wow.
And
no more biking for him.
No, and he was a couple inches shorter than me.
He was a biker.
Yeah, and he had a massive stroke.
Jeez.
And he's from what I understand, down, you know, a couple hundred pounds. I mean,
wow.
But because he can't eat nothing, but, you know, he does not eat solids. But it just talking about just like, you know, we're saying the things that people might sit there and say, oh, you're talking about fat guy shirts and things like that. I mean, the thing for us is it's about being comfortable in our own, you know, own skin in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
I mean, for me, it's, you talk about the aches and the pains and the health mm-hmm. issues.
Yeah.
For us, truly, that's what it's about. And there also is a vanity side of it, too. I feel good when I'm out, when I feel, you know, it's a true thing. When I look good, I feel good, and it all goes back and forth. And I just, you know, for me, confidence is everything when we do some of the things that
Absolutely.
We do on stage.
And
if I'm not happy with the way that I feel and I look, it's tough to
Part
fake
of
it
too
it.
Is, you know, and look, what, you know, and I don't, I'm trying to loop you out of it, but like, I mean, you know, Jason performs too. And, but for me, like I've done a lot of acting.
Yeah.
And
that
know,
changes like how you get roles.
I'll
what,
talk about it.
What roles were
much.
You?
So,
what roles were you reading
well, here's,
for?
Here's what was
and
happening.
Then after,
so, well, right, and I've also felt it that way too.
Yes.
When I lost a bunch of the weight, you know, I was always going in for before I lost the weight. I was always, you know, and you guys have some people have seen the stuff I did, like
mm-hmm.
you know, on Nickelodeon. I paid a fat nerdy teacher.
Yeah.
At 300 pounds, I was a fat nerdy science teacher. Typical.
Yep.
You know, archetypes casting.
Yep.
You know, for a Nickelodeon show, of course.
Yep.
You know, Nickelodeon, Disney, they have those characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was always the chubby dad, the funny fat dad, the fat
right.
friend, you know, the sidekick, fat sidekick. You know, that's the kind of stuff I've done in movies, in a lot, every commercial I ever done, I was the silly fat friend or the fat dad. Like every single one. You know what I mean? So when I started dropping weight, I'll use this example. I mean, a lot of people and Pittsburghers know, but my friend Kurt Wooten, who's Pittsburgh dad, right? So I show up to an audition one day and Kurt's there and we're reading for the same part.
And Kurt's a fit.
Kurt's a fit guy.
He's a fit.
And Kurt's
fit
like,
dude,
I don't know if many people know how old Kurt is.
Yeah.
Pretty fit for his age.
Yeah.
Because he's about 4 years older than I am. Okay.
So he's my age.
Almost. I don't think he's turned 40 yet.
Okay.
But he's a good-looking dude. Fit
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
Really fit guy. And he barely tries.
I always think it's funny when you see people that see Kurt not as Pittsburgh dad.
And
then
they're
coming
like,
oh, God, he's hot.
I know,
like,
right?
You hear these people, hey, my goodness, you see that dude that play Pittsburgh dad?
Yeah.
He's smoking hot.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's a woman.
That's a woman
that's
saying
that. That's a Pittsburgh woman
yeah,
saying
that's
that.
A Pittsburgh woman.
But, you know, when I'm going in there and I'm like, me and Kurt are both reading for, like, FBI agent, or I think we were both reading for the Secret Service agent for some movie, and I'm like, what the? I'm like, this is dope. And I started reading for different parts, and I now am getting heavier and heavier, and I don't get them anymore.
Right.
And now I'm back to goofy fat friend, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, just little stuff like that. And look, the business I'm in, it's a lot of vanity.
Yeah.
Am I vain? Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course I, you know.
I'm
you
like,
see,
yeah, you are.
Yeah. I mean, you see, my hair is always did. My hair is always looking tight. You know, I be moisturizing.
Yeah.
You know.
I get facials.
Try to look good, dude.
I get facials.
I don't.
I do facials.
I take care of it at home, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I do facials at home.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. A lot of actors, comedians. Yeah, you.
Why not? It doesn't even have anything to do with that. It's just like I want to take care of what. So I only got one chance of taking care of this body,
right?
Bro.
I mean,
it's
to look
like
good, you know. You know. And this is all just like you know. You want to.
My wife looks like she's 25. I mean, let's be real.
Oh, let's throw this out there.
I mean, if you want
both of our wives look like we're dating college chicks.
Chicks.
I'm serious.
What was that, Chicks, man? What was that, Chicks, man?
Chicks, man.
There was a show, and it was like little chickens. They go, Chicks, man.
I don't remember. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Our wives 100% look like 10, 15 years younger than us. Which is like, and I don't want my wife like arm in arm with this like fat 40-year-old man. Like, hey, dude, is that? Yeah, that's right. That's my woman.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want to look good with her.
I want to feel good.
I want to feel good on stage. I want to feel confident, you know, and. Some people are confident in their own bodies and their own skin, and that's totally fine.
That's wonderful.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what it's about. I mean, if you feel, you know, like you're healthy for for what you're doing, that's fine.
Right.
But you know, and that's a big debate now is that people that are overweight, it's like I'm healthy. Well, no, you're not. I don't think. I don't think you're very healthy if you're very overweight. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's going to catch up to you. It's gonna catch up to you.
I mean, it's
because crazy. Carrying around all that weight is never helpful.
It's just all around, as we've talked about already, you know, how our ankles feel. I mean, I had a similar thing with my doctor when I went for my knee surgery, and I was like, yeah, I knew sooner or later, you know, football was going to catch up and we're going to have knee surgery. And he goes, he says, hey, we've done a couple procedures together. Can I be frank with you? And I said, yeah. He goes, you're fat. He goes, that's why we're operating on your knee. You're fat. And he said that to me. I was like, God damn it. We weren't that close of friends. You can't talk to me like that.
Absolutely.
But it did charge me up. And
it was like,
yeah, you're right. You're right, man. I don't want to go through these types of things.
Right.
And as we get older, as we all know, I'm older than you. And
what?
Yeah, I'm older than you.
And 3 pounds heavier.
And well, not this morning.
Oh, you son of
I came
a
like
bitch.
A hard charger mother.
You
2 days. 6 pounds in 2 days. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, I pulled it on the first couple days.
Okay, bro. You
got to dump that water weight. Got to get that sodium out of your system.
You
I mean,
better
that's
watch
how I went.
You're talking to the gym
Listen,
rat over here.
Listen, do your thing.
You just wait.
Hey.
You wait.
If at the end of the game, we hit the plates, bro. Okay. And we're going to sit there at the end of it. We're going to hug like brothers and we're going to look good doing it and we're going to feel good about it.
You're going to be over here eating tofu. While I'm smacking out a superset.
Dude, smack your superset, bro. I'm going to work on some cardio, and I'm just going to be chilling. I'm going to be all right. You're a son of a bitch.
So we're going to take a quick break. I want to give some shout-outs because there's always people that are awesome that we love, that support us. Quick shout-outs to our friends. Pam, pam, pam.
Pam, pam, pam.
You know how we do. Boom. Quick shout-out to some of the people and products that we love. That are friends of ours. First off, Erie Apparel. Go to check out erieapparel.co. And that's Erie, E-R-I-E, apparel.co. They have an awesome collection of some of the coolest t-shirts we've seen recently, especially a Pittsburgh Penguins Stanley Cup shirt that is the coolest Stanley Cup shirt I've ever seen. Also, they have shirts from all over the region, from Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, the Keystone State, Pennsylvania. They also have awesome beer and brewery drink local shirts if you like beer and if you like brewing your own brews. Also, from Cleveland and Buffalo, some of the region sports teams, a lot of cool throwback shirts. And check it out, awesome blend, 52-48 blend. Let's be honest, that's a good one. That means minimal shrinkage, and the grown dads are down with minimal shrinkage. You can get 20% off erieapparel.co on any order. 20% off. Use the coupon code DAD20, D-A-D-20. Save 20% off one of these awesome shirts. You can go on my Instagram, Aaron Kleiber. Go on my Facebook page, Aaron Kleiber Friends, slash, you know, Facebook. You get it. And you can see some of these awesome shirts. Or just go and find Eerie Apparel on Facebook or Instagram or at their website, eerieapparel.co. Save 20%. Coupon code DAD20. I like these shirts. Shout out to Bear of Pennsylvania. They provide and build play sets, basketball systems, trampolines, safety surfaces, playgrounds. And that's what I'm most happy about. I had Bear of Pennsylvania deliver and install a playground for my kids, my three kids, and they are out at 7 a.m. playing on it every single day. Super excited. The pro installation by Ryan was incredible. This dude is an animal building a playground by himself. I asked him for help if I could help him, but he said no because he's a pro, and it was unbelievable. He was done in a couple hours. It was amazing. It's a family business. It's been around for over 21 years. They have a way to get your playground or your basketball system all over the country. You can save $100 off your purchase of $999 at Bear of Pennsylvania or 12 months, same as cash financing. Go to bearofpa.com. You can also find Bear of Pennsylvania on Facebook. Grown Dad Business, GDB. That's the coupon code. $100 off your purchase of $999. And they have systems and playgrounds that are just over that. So you can really save some money. GDB, that stands for Grown Dad Business. You get it, right? Save $100. Bearofpa.com. I am super happy, and so are my kids. They've given their endorsements. You can go check out also on my Instagram and my Facebook page at Aaron Kleiber or facebook.com/AaronKleiberFriends. See all kinds of pictures of my kids enjoying their new playground from Bear of Pennsylvania, or just go find Bear of Pennsylvania and see their awesome products. Boom. We're back. Pew, pew, pew. Thanks to our special friends.
Bam. That's all I got.
Oh, there was no more air left.
Yeah, I didn't have a creative entry today, too, because we were talking about my room. But
I think you were just sitting back, like, enjoying what I was saying about your room. You're like, that's right.
It's a good room. It's a good room, and I'm also sitting here going, I don't have to sit in an hour's worth of traffic to go home from your house today.
You son of a bitch.
That's a real thing.
I do.
Pack a lunch.
I'm not going to see my kids all day.
Just deal with it.
Because I'm over here mulching and podcasting with
you. I love you.
I know. Well, so here's the thing. So what's the plan? So this is Dad Bod Part 2, The Reckoning.
The Reckoning.
That's what we're doing, dude.
Ryan has to put some like dope. Ryan, our engineer. First of all, shout out to Ryan, our engineer. He does a great job for us. We love that dude. He's great. And, you know, here's the other thing, folks. You got this deep into the podcast. You got to rate, review, subscribe.
And share it. Yeah. Rate, review, subscribe, and share, friends. Please, if you like it, share it with your parents.
That's how the podcast business works.
Your parent friends.
Do you not understand podcasting? Maybe you listen to AM radio your whole life, and then all of a sudden now you're talking on a podcast. You got to listen to a podcast. Okay. What do you do to help a podcast be successful? You support their sponsors, and you rate, review, subscribe, and share it with your friends. I share things with my friends. Aaron, I share things with you all the time.
I share articles with people I don't even know who wrote them.
I don't know.
I don't even know. Yeah. Some of you guys are our friends.
Yeah.
You love what we do.
Where are you at?
Tell your friends.
Share it.
Subscribe.
Do it.
Share. Who cares? Click our podcast
a button.
Will show up on your iTunes podcast once a week.
Oh,
that's all.
I love it.
It's all
it's
you got to do
is
subscribe. And review? Come on.
Yeah.
It's like writing a status update.
Please.
That's it.
That's all we want.
5-star status update.
Yeah, review
if
something.
You want to put a 4-star? Okay, whatever. Follow your heart.
Yeah.
But this is The Reckoning. I don't know if I named it after the vehicle in Land of the Dead, but whatever, because I'm a dork. So right now, like, I'll tell you my process. So when I started, obviously, alcohol's got to go.
Alcohol's gone.
Alcohol's gone.
We were out last night. Did we
I've
drink?
Never had
Did
that
we drink
problem.
Last night?
No.
We were out last night. We did a show.
Once in a while. If you're from Pittsburgh, every Monday for the last 5 years, it's the longest running weekly show in Pittsburgh. Comedy Sauce at the Pleasure Bar.
The sauce. Come get some sauce.
It really is the best Italian food in the city, too. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's good.
But I had a little sip of Jameson last night. That's
a little JMO.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll have a little sip of Jameson. It was a fun night, you know, with friends.
It was.
And, a lot of good comics came out. But other than that, like, you know, when I'm on the road, sometimes on Saturday night after my show, I'll have a little glass of Jameson on the rocks. You know, that's about it. But beer, I don't drink beer anymore.
Yeah.
You know, mixed liquor drinks. You know, you know, and we say, too, on the other spectrum is have a glass of red wine. Have a glass of wine, sure, not the fruity wine with all the sugar in it. Right. You know, if you can cut everything, you should cut everything. Because I did for a year and a half, I didn't drink.
Right.
So that was the first step. And just eating clean, that's what I did, too, is really finding out what my body needs. And that took a lot of time, dude.
Right.
It took over
everyone's
a
so
year.
Different because if you that's go the thing. If you go high protein, low carb, that might not be the
be
right
good
thing
food,
for
right.
someone else. You know,
I'm a big boy. Okay, I'm a thick guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an F-250. I need fuel. I got a big tank.
You're a goddamn transformer,
right, dude? If I'm eating egg whites and salad every day, I'll faint. No. I can't do it. I need a little something.
See, I can't.
Man. I get loose. I'm pretty sure.
I know what that feels
what is it
like.
Called? Hyperglycemic. Or
yeah,
something?
Possibly.
Something.
Fact check that.
That's not even.
It sounds good.
Not even close.
I
to
think
what
I
that probably
I'm,
means.
I understand what you're saying though.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
I get loopy mm-hmm. when I get hungry.
Yeah.
I get a little dizzy.
Yeah. Just happened today.
Dude, we were mulching.
Mulching was like, ooh,
I gotta eat lunch, bro.
We're pushing it.
I stood up and
yeah.
I just fainted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. So, but one of the main things I did, holler at your boy. I downloaded the app Fitness Pal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did for about, I'd say about 8 to 9 months, my Fitness Pal, holler at your boy, I'll tag him, brought to you by Under Armour. So it's a dope app. I counted my calories. And also, I researched. I read articles on bodybuilding.com, on every kind of website to try to really get a good understanding, because one article, one diet, one post by one of your friends is not going to solve your problems for life.
Right.
And that's why I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of against the little fads like the shakes and the, because you can't be drinking shakes the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to eat real food.
Right.
So I ate real food, clean food. Now, I drank protein shakes, mm-hmm. but I tried to take in as much natural protein as I possibly could,
right.
You know, whether that's, you know, any kind of meats, Greek yogurt, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, any kind of proteins I could possibly have right. without supplementing with fake.
The one thing that you did touch on, and this is the last thing that I'll probably say on all of this as far as a plan and preparing.
Yeah.
What you said that's really important for everybody is to research what works for them.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people think that, you know, I'm going to eat a lot of fruit.
Research.
I'm going to eat a lot of fruits.
Nah,
and I'm going to tell you what.
Fruits, no.
When you find out that you that what is one of the worst
now
fruits.
Now you're going to get me going.
What is one of the worst fruits you could put in your body? Banana. A banana too late in the day, because that is the highest sugar content and mm-hmm. natural sweeteners is in a
true.
Banana.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to eat that. It's great to eat a banana first thing in the morning because
yes.
it does some things in your head.
Well,
it creates an emotion for you. It gives you positive feelings.
Your body needs sugar.
Yes, it does.
Your body needs
if
sugar.
You're depriving
especially
it 100%.
Now listen, your body needs sugar. Now, if you're taking a walk 20 minutes a day, you don't need the sugar or the carbs right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're bodybuilding, if you're jogging for longer than 20 to 30 minutes, you can eat a peanut butter sandwich
mm-hmm.
when you're done.
Yeah.
Like, you need that kind of calories.
Right.
You need to eat calories in order to burn calories.
Yes.
And that's kind of research you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realize it's like I was losing weight and my dinner was a 1,500 calorie dinner.
Yeah.
After I worked out. I mean, it's just what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you wonder why, and I'm not, this is not.
You go Michael
is,
Phelps. You
yeah,
go
dude,
Michael Phelps.
But it's
you
just,
go talk about The Rock.
Like. But it's just telling you, like, yeah. in that kind of spectrum.
Sure.
Is like, wait, why does the Michael Phelps
you're burning
the Rock
so
eat 10,000 calories?
Yeah.
You're burning it, so you got to
yeah.
eat it.
Yeah.
So you just got to research that, and you got to see what works for you.
Yeah.
You really do. It took me over a year, at least, to finally get a handle on, okay, I think this is what's working for me
mm-hmm.
with food and
yeah.
supplements and
mm-hmm.
and you know, research your supplements.
Yeah,
I would say try to go natural as much as possible. The biggest influence for me, not only, I mean, Arnold's bodybuilding encyclopedia talks more about than just pumping iron.
Right.
I mean, he talks about your physiology of your body, your diet. But Joe Manganiello, Joe Manganiello,
Manganiello, Pittsburgher,
Pittsburgher guy. After hearing him talk and Arnold passing him the baton of the ambassador of fitness in the United States, did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. He came out with a book and Joe's supplements that he endorses, I found to be the best. He really is telling the truth. They were the best. And, you know, I went with a zero carb protein. I went with a certain brand of BCAA amino acids. So there's certain things like that when you're bodybuilding, you kind of need to replenish those things because you're really burning them.
Right.
But, you know, and as simple as a multivitamin.
You lift, bro?
You lift, bro?
You lift, bro?
We're going to get back to this.
We're going to clang some weights. I got right behind that wall. I got a full setup.
I'm about to get beef, dude. I'm about to get nuts, bro. I'm about to get Yawk D's. Diesel?
I hope.
Dude, I'm about to go in.
I hope so. I believe in it. I believe in support. I believe in support.
Right now.
I believe in support.
I think
this is huge.
Us two talking about this.
Yeah.
It's
some
huge.
Of you listening are like, who gives a shit?
Nah,
you know,
man.
You know, here's
have
the deal.
A support system.
Here's the deal.
That's why I started with my wife.
Yeah.
As soon as I started doing it, I go, honey, we're not going to have this food in the house. And she was like, okay.
You
and
know,
then she starts running marathons.
As far as being active.
This girl's running 10K, 15Ks.
As far as being active and things like that, you know, going out for walks. I mean, yeah. I'm a treadmill runner.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter's getting ready to move out. We're going to convert her room into a treadmill room. It's going to be, that's the only positive thing
I
we can find out about her moving out. But, but I love spending time with my wife.
Yeah.
I love, some of the biggest hangups that I have about going out and doing certain things is because I like hanging out with my wife.
Yeah. Right.
And when my wife's like, hey, let's go walking. Mm-hmm. And we talk and we, you know, those are some of the, you know, that's when, that's probably something that, you know, emotionally and to support each other.
My wife and I, when we started kind of getting back in the last couple months, we just took a walk, you know, on outdoor trails.
Yeah.
You know, and talked for an hour.
Yes.
And like, oh my gosh, we walked 3 miles.
Take your goddamn earbuds out and talk to your friend, talk to your loved ones.
And we would walk with our kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got my wife a jogging stroller.
Oh, that's the best.
Put the baby, little fire cat
little
in there.
Fire cat's
even
rolling.
She wants to jump out like a goddamn... like goddamn Navy SEAL out of a C-130. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's good.
But no, the kids love running along the trail with us, you know, and
it's fun.
Do that. Go for a walk.
Yeah.
Walk around the mall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know. You don't want to be a mall walker. I get it. But whatever.
Do what you got to do. Yeah.
Get out and do something. Now we're preaching Michelle Obama's program.
Do
pretty
what
much
you
get out and do something. Just go do something.
It's better than the current program.
You mean sitting in a New York penthouse?
I don't know.
Counting your money?
Sure.
I don't know what she does.
I don't
have no idea what Melania does.
She's at the White House now. She moved in.
Not.
Yeah, a week
she moved
week ago,
the kid,
the kid they
the
moved
kid?
In. Barron, yeah, school
good
was
for
over.
Them. Good for them. School's over.
School's over.
Good for them.
Live their life.
Good.
Damn.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
We never go politics,
nah,
but that wasn't
but,
politics.
Know,
just saying that.
No, Michelle Obama, you know. I was just bringing up. But that's the thing. It's just there's a couple things you need to do. You got to make those changes.
Yeah.
You got
and I do believe in the support staff.
And get support.
It's tough. I've been doing this my whole life of struggling with my weight
support
up and
system.
Down.
Yeah.
And you need that support. And that's what
yep.
Aaron and I are doing, supporting each other.
We're not
shaming each other. We're not going to shame
no.
each other.
Well.
You're not going to call me up to a mic and tell everyone how much I weigh.
What are you talking about?
That might have happened last
Hold
night.
Hold on a second. I did not say how much you weigh.
You just said.
I just told him that you were 3 pounds heavier than I am. That's all I said. So I am not the son of a bitch of the week. I'm probably a pretty decent comedian of the week.
Oh, let's talk about that real quick. I just want to say, hey, we didn't talk about this. And I know you don't like talking about this. But
what?
Aaron Kleiber was voted Pittsburgh's Comedian of the Year by the readers of the Pittsburgh Magazine. And I know.
I
it's
said
tough.
Thank you to everybody on Facebook.
I know, but
Twitters.
We didn't talk about it on your podcast. So folks that listen to the podcast, please respect that fact and understand that the man's got the juice.
You guys are the best. Thank
yeah.
you. If you voted for me, I love you. Thank you. I'm just happy that you know I can make people laugh in Pittsburgh in my hometown. That's exciting.
It is.
It's exciting
is.
That
and we're
you know,
yeah we're affiliated with a theater that's basically swept
winning everything.
Every comedy
arcade comedy theater's winning everything.
Every comedy
best comedy venue. Best
and that was probably when I woke up that morning and seen and it came out and I seen it and I was like. Boom, 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 and then
yeah, it's like arcade,
you,
arcade, arcade,
and then
arcade,
you,
arcade,
and of course, you
yeah.
are the, are, you're our stand-up programmer. Mm-hmm. So that is just like, yeah, dope, yeah, we all get to fly banners.
It's an exciting time for Arcade Comedy Theater too. Yeah. Moving into the new building in a couple months. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to be healthy. I'm That's changing it. The subject back on it.
Yeah.
I got it. This is how the son of a bitch of the week, Jason.
Who is it? What is it?
Such a bitch of the week.
Yeah.
Some
of bitches.
Is calories.
Oh, bastards.
I can't say that with a straight face. My son of a bitch of the week is calories.
So dumb.
Doo 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 doo. Dad jokes.
Oh.
On the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.